from the internet, to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, 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 wake up, wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Here we go! It's the Steve and Roy Show. It is the 11th of October, the year of our Lord, 2025, and I am your host, Stephen Roy. Kind of winging it on the fly, and sometimes that's the best radio, isn't it? I discovered when I started doing public access television in 1999, that was my first My first exploration in television, I discovered you cannot script the whole thing. Nobody wants to see that. It's like a newsreader. Now at 5, is happening. Yeah, you don't want to do that. No. What I always did was an outline of what I wanted to talk about, and I do even less than that on the Stephen Roy Rumble and podcast. So, you know, that's just how it goes. All right. Let's do the Rumble. Take a drink of my lemon lime soda. Lemon lime flavored sparkling water. That's what it says in the bottle. It's generic, but it's good.
Oh, but it's aspartame and you're going to die of cancer.
Yeah, you know when they... That's like when they said that about saccharin, which is sweet and low. They were giving these rats like a million times the human dose and they got cancer. Shocker! Shocker! All right, let's do it. Let's do the Rumble. You ready?
Let's go!
Turn this mixer off. All right, here we do. Another little swig. Welcome to the Rumble for October 11th, the year of our Lord, 2025. I am your host, Stephen Roy. It's great to be with you here. As you can see, I have my Beat the Beavers shirt on. See the devil T? That's Texas Tech. And it's when we played the Oregon State Beavers. This was the game day shirt. Beat the Beavers. I'm not gonna get a game day shirt today for Kansas. Because it's a blackout, and I have lots of Tech black shirts. So I'm going to wear the 100th year of Texas Tech, which... Was that last year or the year before? I don't remember. Might have been the year before last. But that Tech was founded over 100 years ago. And then a year later, it was the anniversary of the first graduating class of Texas Tech. And of course, Dee is an alumnus of Texas Tech. And that's why we're going... That's not why we're going to the game. I'm a huge fan of Texas Tech, so we're going to the football game tonight, and all I can say is wreck 'em Tech. I guess we should play Josh Abbott. What is his song? I have it queued up here. Josh, where are you, Josh? Josh Abbott Band Victory Bells. All right, I got it queued up. Right there in the blue, see the blue over here? See the blue over here? That's the song queued up, so we'll play that to get on music with the Stephen Roy podcast, which continues after the Stephen Roy Rumble. This little stuff you can see over here is the actual podcast being recorded from this microphone. That's why it's not, if I go like this and face this way, you see the audio is bigger, yeah. So I'm sure, see it? See it's bigger? So I'm sure, anyway, let's continue, shall we? I wanted to talk a minute about the wasting disease of TDS on a previous show, probably our most watched show. And thank you so much if you watched this last week's Rumble. We had like 50 views. That's according to Rumble. Of course, and if you look at the X at Stephen Roy Radio, let's see what it says, just out of curiosity. It says 400. 400 people right there clicked on that link. But then Rumble says I only had 50 views. I think it's because they don't want to pay, you know, for the viewers. So God only knows. Only he knows how many viewed. But I did a Rumble on what is the cure for TDS. You know, TDS is a terminal wasting disease that absolutely destroys your brain. We've talked about it on previous shows, how those who get into stage 4 TDS are like, just like that. Just like that. They're like the rage virus. Did you see my face change to red? They're like the rage virus in 28 days later. That's the way they look because the demonic possession of their soul. Their soul is possessed by demons, and they have literally been transformed, and their brain is actually being eroded away, dissolved by the hatred. Haven't you ever seen like these crazy cat ladies that you see at these protests? My God, they look like they're about to bust a coronary, about to stroke out right there on the street. I saw some great testimony this week in Portlandistan from a journalist that has been attacked by these Antifa girly boys, wimps. I wanted to say something else. I wanted to say the P word, because that's what they are. Because they're not coming to West Texas, because we won't put up with their BS. We'll kick their A, right? And if they try to do a home invasion robbery here, they would get a dirt nap. That's why we have safer streets in West Texas. Because you know, if you're going to attack somebody, chances are they are going to be armed in their vehicle, certainly going to be armed in their home, and you will meet your God. You will meet your little g God, unless you do believe in God and Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior like I do. And I'm not going to hide my faith. I have a feeling that there's two reasons why many broadcasters have shunned me. And I am so scared about it. Let me tell you a story first. Then let me tell you the two reasons why they have shunned me. I've always been a very emotional person. You've seen me almost lose it here on this show. Always been very emotional. And you kids used to make fun of me, you know. And I was bigger than all the other kids. You know, I'm a big man now, as you can imagine. Well, I was bigger than all the other kids growing up. Nobody ever bullied me for long. So in fifth grade, when my teacher, Mr. Murphy, who was a great man, discovered that, you know, I was upset because of the way people treated me, he actually took me aside alone in his classroom, probably during a recess. And so let me tell you a story, Steve. I was in Vietnam. My best friend and I went in on the buddy system. We were actually going down a road in a Jeep in Vietnam and he heard a pop. And when he looked over, like half of his buddy's head was blown off. Right? Talk about PTSD. And he said, you know what? For the next 3 days, he cried. Because he was so sad that he lost a lifelong friend, you know, a lifelong best friend, dead, just like that. And then the guys made fun of him because he cried. And he said, you know what? I didn't care. I didn't give an F. He didn't say that, but I'm just saying, he did not care that these guys were making fun of him. And you know what that taught me? It taught me you cannot go through life worrying about what other people think. You have to live your life for yourself. And look at social media today. We talked about that in the men's group that I go to on Wednesday. Now, what happens there stays there. However, I talked about social media and how these people today, not just young people, all people today, look at me, look at me, look at me. Women taking pictures of their bits and putting it online because they want clicks. Yeah. Oh, I have 100,000 followers. Yeah, because you show your wares online. That's why you have 100,000 followers. Nobody wants to see this in a thong. You know, and I know that. But hey, God bless you. More power to you. Bless your heart. You do whatever you want. You do you and I'll do me. The point is, we've become a selfish, self-centered society. It's all about me. And believe me, I used to be like that. I did. It wasn't until a girlfriend broke up with me, the first time a woman had broken up with me, that I realized, wow, maybe it was my fault, in part, not all. It takes two to tango, but I was a big D, right? And I was a self-centered a-hole. I was. And so in my next marriage, I wasn't. I wasn't self-centered. I was a much better husband, boyfriend, then husband. And I think I'm a much better husband today because of it. Am I perfect? No, I am not. I am not. Yes, I may be saved. I may be forgiven. But I'm not really a sinner as far as that goes because my sins are forgiven, right? But I don't take that for granted. I shouldn't sin. And when you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, you know, it convicts you that what you've done is wrong and you shouldn't do it, right? That's exactly what happens. And so I do try not to sin. Do I still cuss like a sailor on the streets and on the loop here in West Texas? Yes, because we have the worst drivers I've ever seen in the country, in the United States. Although I hear Midland is much worse than in that's kind of more extreme West Texas than where we are here in Lubbock County. Well, there's two reasons why I think broadcasters have not been, well, three reasons broadcasters have not been entirely interested in me. Number one, I'm conservative. Am I all conservative? No, I am not. If you've watched the show long enough, you know some of my views are almost liberal. I'm not all conservative. I would consider myself kind of more a right of center moderate. I'm definitely right of center. And what does that mean? Right, conservative, means less government, more freedom. Left, liberal, a leftist, believes in more government and less freedom. They believe that you don't have the power to control. You don't have the ability to take care of yourself. The government needs to do it. So we need to give the government more power, and you deserve less freedom. That is the reason for digital ID. Perfect example. They're trying to do that in the UK, and you know what? There's only one reason to have absolute control over you. In China, they have a social media score. They have a media score. They have a social score. That's what it's called, a social score. So you say things against the government, you get on a bus, there's your picture up on the TV screen, and it says, Jing Bang hates the government. There's your picture, right? They publicly shame you if you have a low social score. You can't travel. You can't do almost anything, right? How is that any different than here in the United States? When you have a digital ID and all your currency is digital, you have an RF-controlled power meter, you have an RF-controlled water meter, what do you think happens? When you have an EV, what do you think happens? Click! No power, no water, no money. Your bank account is frozen. Click! You have no electric vehicle, no way to get around, right? You can't even call an Uber because you don't have no money. Your bank account's been frozen. This is the power the government wants to have over you. They want to control every aspect. Okay, so that's reason number one. I'm more conservative. Reason number two, radio stations, and let's be honest, I have a great face for radio. You think a TV station's going to hire an old man? Probably not. I'm 59 years old. I'm not an old man. I mean, I'm old. If you're 30, you think I'm old, right? Okay, the reason radio stations don't want me? Number two reason, I'm a Christian, right? I'm not stupid. If I'm on a top 40 station, do you really think I'm going to be professing my religion to the entire world? You know, no, I will not. However, I am unapologetic. I'm an unapologetic Christian. I'm not going to apologize for my faith, not to anybody, not to anybody. What is it they always say? I'd rather die on my feet than, you know, begging on my knees. That's exactly right. It's exactly right. You can try to take me out, but you're not going to kill me. There's no way you can kill me. Just like Charlie Kirk, you cannot kill me. I will live forever. And that's a great comfort, isn't it? It really is. You don't have to worry about where you're going to if you know your soul is going to live forever. And hey, religion aside, okay? I lived in a house that was haunted. I did. In Nevada City. And the previous owner killed himself under the house in what was a crawl space, large crawl space, and then it was later dug out as a basement. Well, he killed himself there, and he's in the house. My stepson reported that he used to turn lights on, or turn the TV on, or knock stuff off shelves, and he would call him out, "Look, dude, leave me alone," you know? And then he would for a bit. But he never did anything to women, right? So he wouldn't bother me unless my ex-wife was out of town, and then things happened. Like one time I was in bed and the sheet was pulled off the bed. One time I was standing at the breakfast bar and I felt something brush across the back of my legs. One time I was in the shower and I saw a mist go down the hall, right? One time I was doing this show and I was in the basement. And then I heard walking on the deck upstairs. I ran out of the house, up the spiral staircase to the deck. Nobody was there. Walked around the house. Nobody was there. There's no way you could get away that fast because the house was like a treehouse. It wasn't that hard to get away. You had to go up like a flight of stairs or all the way around the house to get out. Or you'd have to run down the mountain and jump about 16 fences. So, anyway, what is my point? My point is that when you die, your soul lives on, right? Regardless of religion. So, those are some of the reasons why I do believe that I have had offers from radio stations, but they've been small market stations, and the pay is small. If you're in a small market station, the pay is small. If you're in a huge market... your pay is going to be better. For example, I applied for a job once at a talk station in Washington, D.C., and the pay was $210,000. That's good pay. Well, you have to have that to live in Washington, D.C., or Maryland, or Virginia, wherever you're going to live, right? I wouldn't want to live in Washington, D.C., personally. Virginia's nice. All you got to do is right across the Potomac, and you're in Virginia. So, anyway, I digress. So, what is happening today in the big cities? In Portlandistan and Chirac, you have terrorists, organized terrorism, that is attacking ICE facilities. It's no different than between 2016 and 2020 when Antifa was attacking these facilities, and it's highly organized. So, I started to talk about this journalist. This journalist was attacked in Portlandistan. The police did nothing. Nothing! So she took it upon herself to investigate these Antifa terrorists.
Notice I got a hair on the place over here.
She took it upon herself to investigate these Antifa terrorists, and she followed them to a safe house. They actually had a house where they could eat, sleep, shower, where they staged all their weapons, and they had three shifts, 24/7 shifts. They would take turns attacking the facilities in shifts. Well, the Trump administration this week announced some of these organizations funded by bazillionaires that are funding these operations. They are highly organized. This is terrorism. You know, I was going to look that up. Let's look it up. Live on the show. I Googled a song I want to play for you. Let's see. Terrorism. Okay. Terrorism, in its broadest sense, is the use of violence against non-combatants to achieve political or ideological aims. Of course, this is the wiki, so take it in stride. Let's scroll down to see if we can find here's a Britannica definition. Terrorism, the calculated use of violence to create a general climate of fear in a population and thereby to bring about a particular objective. There you go. That's terrorism. What Antifa is doing today is terrorism. And they are infected. Not just the billionaires funding them, but the terrorists themselves are infected by TDS. So this is a war against those who have a demonic possession. Yes, it is. What did I tell you on a previous show? This is a battle between good and evil. That's what you are fighting. You are fighting essentially zombies that are infected by the terminal wasting disease, TDS. Now, in the show I did about TDS, I was half joking that can you be cured of TDS? And yes, in the early stages, you can be cured. Now, if you let it go to stage four, you're going to end up like Rosie O'Donnell or Kathy Griffin, and you can just see that they've been absolutely infected, and they're look like S. They look terrible. And it's because they've been completely consumed with hatred, with demonic possession that has taken them over. Look at Robert De Niro, another great example of someone totally infected by TDS. I'm leaving the country because Donald Trump nega mina. Yeah, how's that working out for you, Rosie? Guess what? They don't want you in Ireland. They don't want you there. They don't want your ilk, your craziness there either, do they? No, they do not. All right, let's go back to the X at Stephen Roy Radio, since we're already almost 19 minutes into the sewage. And last week's question was, do they even know that they're destroying themselves? You know, these leftists are so consumed by their own ridiculousness, they don't even realize that they're destroying their own political movement with crazy S, right? Like Mayor LGB, that's Let's Go Brandon, Mayor LGB in Chirac, and Governor Pillsbury Doughboy siding with illegal aliens over American citizens. American citizens in Chirac are not tolerating that. They see what's going on. I posted something about what Venezuelan illegal aliens are receiving in Chirac. We're talking about $15,000 in, on an EBT card so they can buy food and other stuff, lap dances. I don't know what they're buying, but we've heard stories, right? We've seen postings of American citizens who are 400 pounds and, hey, look at this. Look at the chips I bought. Look at this Essie drink that I bought. You know, it's all crap. And, oh, I bought it on my $15,000 EBT card. Really? You should not be able to buy crap. You should be able to buy staples for your family, like meat and eggs and milk and, you know, even bread, right? But not chips and candy and absolute crap. No. Look what little Mr. Little Person says. You're all beagles anyway. He has committed crimes against humanity, and that's why Dr. Little Person, who has lined his little pockets with cash from China and the United States, that little man needs to go to the popo, needs to tap the popo, take him to the pokey to meet cellmate Bubba. And how do you think that will work out for Dr. Little Person, since he's so little? God, I'll never forget when he threw out that Washington Nationals pitch. Oh my God. He's like, ah! It goes over here. I don't know about you, but if I knew I was going to throw the first pitch out at a Major League Baseball stadium, I'd be practicing. Man, D and I would be playing catch. Man, I'd be at least get it over the plate, right? You usually don't even stand on the mound. They make you like stand in front of the mound or to the side of the mound. At least throw a strike or at least get it over the plate, for God's sake. Mm. And this was a great post. Who posted this? Tiggs posted this. Do I even follow Tiggs? Tiggs said, TDS is like being a demon possessed. Yes, it is. It is. And then Bizarro said, they certainly look like demons. And that's my point exactly. And this is what I wrote. Just like the rage virus and 28 days later, their demonic actions display stage 4 of the terminal wasting disease, TDS. Mm-hmm. And then you got this woman. Wow. If I don't block her, I need to. Let's block her right now. Block! I'm talking about Katie Portley in California. Katie Portley, California, posted this. And Nancy said she's an ugly person inside and out. And I said, yeah, Katie Portley needs to go. She needs to go. You can't elect someone in Skankafornia that's going to be worse than French Laundry Gabby, if that's even possible, considering he burnt down the entire state on purpose and then went to the French Laundry and spent about $30,000 on his 10 closest friends or more than that. And guess what? Not one of them had a face diaper on, and they expected Californians to have a face diaper on. And then, oh, just, you know, pull your face diaper down when you eat and then put your face diaper back on. And guess what? Newsflash from your Uncle Steven. Face diapers don't stop viruses. They don't. Guess what? M95, K95 mask does not stop viruses. The only thing that stops viruses is a respirator. You know, they have to have the big filters on there, right? Look at hazmat crews that have a filtered fresh air piped in through a hose. Uh-huh. Because guess what? Anything in that room is infected, right? Anything in that room. So a respirator has these big vents on there, these big filters on there. And I told you about a painter that called in during the Rona. And she said, you know, I can't wear a freaking dust mask when I paint. The paint will go right through it. If I wear an M95 or a K95, the paint goes right through it. What do you bet the molecules of paint, right, are probably close to a virus? The virus molecules are so small, they go right through that mass. So if paint gets through it, I guarantee you a smaller molecule of a virus goes through it. And then she said, I wear a respirator when I paint, and then every couple hours, I have to change the filters, or they get clogged. Yeah, that's right, they do. So the X account, Nazi Hunters, posts this. Every day is a great day to see Nazi Hamas supporters getting beat up by the police in Berlin. And I said, they found out, didn't they? They found out. I find water cannon to be the most effective against terrorist protests. The perfect application would be in Chirac or Portlandistan. Not only does a water cannon remove terrorists, it also washes their nasty ass. I'm just imagining these people don't bathe. So the water cannon just washes them, gives them a bath, so they smell a little better, and it removes them from the protest. Have you seen videos of it? Oh my gosh, I think the funniest one I ever saw was in Japan. And this girl's like standing there next to her bike, and she gets hit by that water cannon. Doosh! She's not there anymore. And then a lot of these governments are using blue or pink dye in their water cannon. So then when they find you later, you're completely covered with a colored dye. They know you were there. And then you go to the pokey, which I think is great. Now, I have no problem with peaceful protest. Don't you think Martin Luther King or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is not Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Sorry, Robert. Sorry, Bobby. Robert F. Kennedy, right? Don't you think Robert or the original Bobby Kennedy or Martin Luther King are turning over in their graves, seeing these people throw rocks and bottles and actually hurting people when they professed peaceful protest, especially Martin Luther King, peaceful protest. I have no problem with peaceful protest. But when you hurt people, when you attack journalists, and the Portlandistan popo don't do anything to stop it, well, then that's when I think it's time for the government to step in. Mm-hmm. Okay, I clicked on the wrong thing again. Shocker. I think I just got some dinner from last night or something, and I flossed and brushed my teeth. Let's hope it was from breakfast, but I doubt it, because it had the consistency of an onion, and I had a banana and granola with milk on top, for breakfast. It was good. I'm getting a little hungry, though. I'm going to have to go get a sandwich after this show is recorded. All right, we talked about Dr. Little Person. We talked about Katie Portley. Gunther Eagleman said this. Y'all realize that if we don't put criminal officials in jail now, they'll be sure to imprison us the second they take power, right? Yeah, you're right, Gunther. You're absolutely right. They've already proven they'll do this. Look at what they did to 1-6 prisoners, patriots, that were kept in the scary face political gulag for years without a trial. I don't know about other countries, but in the United States, it is in our Constitution, you have a right to a speedy trial. That means you don't sit in jail for years waiting for your trial. That's exactly what happened after 1-6. These people, guilty of a misdemeanor, that's like a traffic ticket, were kept in jail for years, many of which without a trial. There's a gentleman still being kept in jail today, even though he has been personally pardoned by the President of the United States. That means he should be out of jail. And yet the Department of Justice has still kept him in jail? What the F is going on there? Right, we talked about the water cannons. Oh, this is a funny meme. Funny meme, as we only got a minute and a half to go. You ready? I tried killing a spider with glitter body spray. Now it won't stop stripping and I have to call it cinnamon. That's funny. A spider wants to be called cinnamon. And here was a great Babylon Bee. I just love the Babylon Bee. Did you hear that Wiggy James sent a note to President Trump? It says, sorry I maliciously prosecuted you, because she is being prosecuted for actual mortgage fraud. Not the BS that the naked judge said President Trump supposedly did. Well, Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18.5 million. Only $18 million. You've got to be essing me. Do you know you couldn't buy a 1 foot of beachfront property in West Palm Beach for $18 million? You do realize that, right? Mar-a-Lago is so big, you couldn't buy a vacant lot as big as Mar-a-Lago on the beach in West Palm Beach for $100 million. I'd be willing to bet you Mar-a-Lago is worth $1 billion. Yeah, hundreds of millions of dollars anyway. So we'll see what happens with that. I'm not going to hold my breath that Jimmy Commie, that Wiggy James, that Wiggy Fanny, that any of these people are going to do jail time. Look at Alvin Soros in Manhattan. How many people have been killed because he's refused to prosecute these people? With cashless bail, people are out on the street murdering American citizens each and every day. When a leftist asks you, you know, anything, you ask them this question. This is the question you ask leftist idiots. Do you think it's okay to rape and murder women and children? Do you think that's okay? Because that's exactly what happened because of the bribe invasion bloodbath. This is exactly what happened. All right. Enough knowledge from your Uncle Stephen for today. I hope you enjoyed the rumble, since we're already 31 minutes in. Hey, you have a great day. You have a great evening. You have a great week. Yes, now you have to. That's it for the rumble. All right. We'll turn all the lights off and play some good music for you. Turn off light. Hold the button. There it goes. That's the ring light I just turned off. I have two more lights up above once we start playing music that I will have to, as they say in South Carolina, I'll have to cut off the lights. I always thought that was funny. Anyway, let's play some good music for you. I've already got a bunch queued up. So let's play it. We'll start with this one, like I promised, because of Texas Tech winning last week. And let's hope they win tonight. Please, Jesus, please help Texas Tech win tonight. It is in your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
New routines pave the way for roads to be explored and the victory bells ring out. Fight, breeders, fight for the school we love so dearly through the days and the nights until our time is done. Here we are, the scarlet and the black, step forward, never back. So fight, Raiders, fight. The seasons come and go, slowly pages start to turn. The memories and grades aren't given, only earned. And the victory bells ring out. Fight, breeders, fight for the school we love so dearly through the days and time is done. Here we are, the scarlet and the black, step forward, never back. So fight, Raiders, fight. As we walk across the stage, strive for honor evermore. We bow to our friends. Long live the Matador.
Those are the bells ringing out at Texas Tech after every victory. I believe it's the Saddle Tramps play those bells. Well, that's going to do it for me on today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. You have a wonderful day, a wonderful evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
Not afraid. Take a stand.
It's been a ride.
Take a stand. Everybody.
I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you there.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'ma let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'ma do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. For me, so the world feed it beans. It's gassed up if it thinks it's stopping me. I'ma be what I set out to be, without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No way fans are blessed, don't try to ask him why, how can he? From Infinite down to the last relapse album, he's still shitting, whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he shits his bowels out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse, he's married to the game, like a fuck you for Christmas. His gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the urge to pull his from the dirt. If the whole universe,
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been
okay,
down the same
with
road.
Some shit and cut the crap. I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. For that, your feelings, instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. And to the fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed, CD was aired. Perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back to black loud. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know.
know how. I'm way too up to back down. But I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This f***ing black cloud still follows me around, but it's time to exercise these demons. These motherfuckers are doing jumping jacks now. Get clean, I did it for me. Admittedly, I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did, cause believe me, you, I've been through the ringer, but they can do little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye, I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no stingers and drop dead. No more beef flingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to f*** the solely on handling my responsibilities as a father, so I solemnly swear to always treat this group like my daughter. And raise it. You couldn't lift a single single on it. Cause the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the club or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up. Cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Oh my God, RFD!
one shot, one opportunity. Seize everything you ever wanted. One moment. Did you capture it? Just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, loud. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity, choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. He know he won't have it, he knows his whole back to these ropes. It don't matter, he's dope, he knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do better. Lose his mouth in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, you better lose his mouth in the music, the moment. You own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better. His soul's escaping through this hole that is gaping. This world is mine for the taking. Make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over, these holes is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Here goes the cold water. These hoes don't want him no more. He's cold product. They moved on to the next smoke who flows. He knows dove and sold nada. So the soap opera is told. It unfolds. I suppose it's old partner, but the beat goes on. Da-da-da-da-da-da. You better lose his mouth in the music. The moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose his mouth in the music. The moment you own it. Your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better. No more games, I'ma change what you call rage. Tear this man roof off like two dogs cage. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage. But I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5. And I can't provide the right type of life for my family. Cause man, these goddamn food stamps don't buy diapers. And it's no movie, there's no Mekhi Pfeiffer. This is my life and these times are so hard. And it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed. Plus, see the thought I caught up between being a father and a prima donna. Baby mama drama screaming on her too much for me to want to stay in one spot. Another damn monotony's gotten me to the point I'm like a snail. I've got to formulate a plot or end up in jail or shot. Success is my only good option, failure's not. Mama love you, but this trail has got to go. I cannot grow old in Salem's lot. So here I go, it's my shot. Feet fail me not, cause maybe the only opportunity that I got. You better lose his mouth in the music. The moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose his mouth in the music. The moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better.
Dig it. bar, and I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them wanna get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what a L.O.C.? The girls was all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Comadina. Secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did a wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the Funky Comadina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds McKenzie, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal. I went out to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little Funky Cold Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she go lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her mouth. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the Funky Cold Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. This is the 80s and I'm down with the ladies, you know? Break it down. A little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the love connection. The audience voted, and you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks. I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. Instead, she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, as I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the Funky Cold Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky Cold Medina.
Say what a blessing. I can leave her. She's a lady.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.